This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Colorado is seeing a slight but steady increase in confirmed COVID-19 cases. Dr. Rachel Horlihy is with the state.
We believe that Coloradans' behavior has changed, and that is potentially contributing to some of the increased transmission we're seeing.
Horlihy says another factor behind the recent uptick is an increase in testing, and the average age of those who have tested positive have gone down from the upper 40s in earlier in the pandemic to the low 30s now. The good news is this increase is much slower than the one reported in the spring. The Flying W Ranch in Colorado Springs has reopened after 8 years, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The ranch celebrates Western heritage and is the home of the Western singing band, the Flying W Wranglers. It also has hiking trails, Old West reenactments, and hosts chuck wagon dinners. The Flying W Ranch has been closed since the Waldo Canyon fire in 2012, when nearly 30 buildings were destroyed along with some Old West artifacts. Millions of dollars went into mitigation and restoration efforts. The reopening is billed as a grand rebirth. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
And the college Pac-12 conference will move to a conference-only schedule this fall due to COVID. So the CU Buffs will not play teams outside the Pac-12 in any sport this fall, including football. That means the annual Rocky Mountain Showdown with CSU won't happen this year. This is CP.